Blog Talk Radio.
Tomorrow evening and Saturday evening, every freaking week. I am the author of America's Deadly Sins, a blog about what is wrong with our country, what, if anything, we might be able to do to fix it, and what will happen to us if we ignore our problems and keep our heads firmly buried straight up our keisters. Whether you are aware of it or not, our issues as a currently free and sovereign nation are seriously in peril. And a lot sooner than some might expect. Well, I mean, you know, we might lose that stuff. Well, anyway, neither here nor there. I'm not even going there. Oh, jeez. Guys, all right. Now, normally I don't bring my dirty laundry online, okay? This is not a normal thing for me. But this has gotten to the utterly ridiculous point, okay? It's gotten way out of hand. Now, you may remember a few hundred months ago or so, when I first came on the scene, I read something in Michigan where this idiot that was in charge refused to remove names from the child abuse registry because we'd have to open each and every one and look into them, and we aren't ready to commit that kind of effort and money into that kind of thing. And I'm like, so you'd rather leave everybody on the child abuse registry for 10 years? Oh my God, how stupid are you? Anyway, so I wanted to, I saw this and I just got infuriated. And I said, I got to do a Twitter storm. So I contacted Jill Garrett and Vera Fedup, who is Amber Still. And I said, I'd really like you guys to help me with this because I have a tweeting disability, okay? I don't know how to tweet. And to limit anything that comes out of my mouth at 150 characters or less just ain't happening, pal. So, you know, I post there. I got 5,500 Twitter followers I never asked for. But, you know, other than that, I stay away from it. So I let these two people handle it. I called them up in the morning. You know, I hailed them in the morning. And, Jill says, oh, yeah, we'll take care of that for you. And I didn't tell Vera about it just yet. That was later. So it gets to be around 4 o'clock, and I'm wondering where everybody is, you know. And all I had to do was round up the people. And I had a whole crap load of people all rounded up. They were all ready to go. And I got there, and they didn't show up. And I was left holding the bag with a bunch of goo on my face. And I want to tell you, I was pissed. I called her out in public about it. And now, I don't know what it is about people these days, okay? I'm just going to say this. Why is it that when somebody does you wrong and you call them out on it, why do they get pissed at you? Why is it all of a sudden then everyone wants revenge on you and whatever, you know? But neither here nor there. This went on for a couple of months, and people just got tired of seeing it. And finally, Anonymous stepped in and said, Vera, stop it, or you're out of Anonymous. Well, she stopped it, and so did Jill. Didn't hear from either one of them, blocked them off, no problems, right? So about 3 months later or so, Wendy goes to jail. And all of a sudden, this little box pops up. It's got Christy Dillard Nichols in it and Jill. And I'm like, what the hell? And I said, oh, by the way, Jill is blocked from me. I can't see anything she's saying. So whatever you got to say, I'm not going to be able to see what she's saying at all. And she came at me about, you know, we need to work together. We need to get this stuff going. And I was ready to go to California. I was ready to go to California and save Wendy. Okay. This is a woman that's beyond reproach, in my opinion. But anyway, so then Jill, she steps into the conversation at the last minute, and I'm like, what the hell? I thought I had her blocked. But no, she says, well, I did this, and I did that, and I have something going on, and blah, 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 and he's just an idiot, and blah. Oh, I remember what it was. I got off that chat, and I got a phone call from Wendy's attorney. Now, first of all, this is way out of line. Wendy's attorney should not be calling me, somebody in Iowa, about Wendy Green, okay? But he's sitting there talking about Wendy Green in her case, and I'm like, hey, who are you, and what in the hell are you calling me for anyway? And come to find out, Jill gave him the number. I don't remember how she got it exactly, but she got the number and had him call me to tell me to stop whatever it was I was planning to do. And I said, I don't know who you are, pal, but you ain't got no right to tell me anything. And I got off. Well, then she started saying, well, he says he's insane and blah, blah, blah. Well, if that's what you call insane, I don't know. It's no more insane than a lawyer calling me from California to tell me to stop doing something for Wendy. Oh, but anyway, so that started everything up again. Now, all of a sudden, I start hearing that I'm a Fed, okay? And now I've proven more than 50,000 times that I am not a Fed. I'm not going to write an entire blog of 262 posts just to have a cover, okay? I'm not going to file all of my court documents in the case on the blog and bash CPS every day of the week. It's just not going to happen. Oh, my God, I've even talked about hanging Obama from his toenails for what he's done. Okay? You think I'm a Fed? You're out of your mind. But she managed to turn quite a few people that I was good friends with against me and got me tossed out of a few key groups. No big deal. I lived. Okay? I made it through. So I'm doing a Google search one day, and I come up. I'm Googling the blog because I want to see where it's at in the rankings. And I got the whole page. Okay? I got the whole damn page. That's good enough for me. Guess what is the number one result? This little thread of a forum on the web, and all it's dedicated to is me. Not good me, bad me. Now, how this thing managed to get to be number one out of all the good things I've done for this country is beyond me. But there it was, and I'm looking at this thing, and I'm going, ooh, you little thing. And I knew exactly who it was. Knew exactly who it was, okay? So I write the guy in charge of it, and I tell him he'd better take that stuff down, or he was going to end up with a lawsuit. Well, his response was to post a video on my timeline, and here's what he says. He says, oh, and first, the very first thing he does is say Jill's name. How stupid are you, Jill? Okay, but now everybody's seen that, okay? They have supposedly formed a grand jury indictment against me, this foggy guy, whoever he is, some old crutchety guy that's drunk off his butt, okay? And that's Fogbo is the name of the forum, and that's at www, www.thefogbow.com. Make sure you look up Christopher Bruce, and you'll see what there's 9 pages of this stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, now here's a woman who purports to be helping children and families, and here she's written 9 pages of crap about me. Now, I'm sorry, but that doesn't sound like a real dedicated person to you, does it? Sure doesn't to me either. Sure sounds like she's got way too much damn time on her hands to me. Okay. He mentioned something about ex-wife issues. I have one ex-wife, okay, from almost 20 years ago. The other one I'm still married to, idiot. And don't these people have problems in their lives? Don't things come up in the middle of whatever? I mean, he's bitching about the fact that I've got a show, and in the middle of it, I get up and I start screaming about something. Well, gee, I'm sorry, but things happen. One show out of 50,000 shows, big deal. I had a little problem. Oh, my God. He sent me no emails. He sent me no return emails. He thinks he's going to knock my head off with a bat. And then he talks about how I'm hassling church ladies and stuff like this. I hate to tell you this, guy, but the only person I'm hassling now is you, Foggy Boy. So you go right for it and come to my house. By the way, that address again, 914, you don't even have to look it up, 914 East US 30, Lot 4, Carroll, Iowa, 51401-2600. Jill, write her down. I care. And Foggy, you show up at my door, I got a 50 cal loaded and waiting for your ass. So come on with it. All right, I think I'm done here. All right, I've got, 1,500 callers. Well, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 1,500 in the chat room right now. And I would like the person that would like to speak first to press the number 1 on your phone. Or you can all do it, and I'll just kind of take whoever comes first. So I'll just wait here. And yeah, I got to wait for the lag to catch up. Okay, there we go. I have no way of identifying you. Just going to tell you that the last 4 numbers of your phone number are 0646. You are on the air. Who do I got?
This is Anonymous Watchman.
Anonymous Watchman, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing, brother?
You don't even want to know that. You got a chair in an hour?
I got the whole rest of my life because I'm not waving
okay,
the white flag
cool.
for nobody.
I'll give it with you after the show. I've got a blog for you that's got 262 posts in it, and you can just read
right
through
on.
That and see how my life is really going. Now,
I do believe that some of my brothers and sisters are actually reviewing those as we speak.
Wonderful.
So,
I like to hear it. And I got to give a shout out to my buddy Richard Webb, who is going to be on the show tonight. I'm sure of it. He's already called in. He's sitting on hold. That's not you, is it?
I've been called that in other lives.
My fault, my friend. I forgot.
No.
I forgot about the anonymous watchman thing. I'm so sorry.
I don't hide who I am. I really don't because
that's a major boo boo. That's a major.
No,
boo-boo.
There's no need to, because if we don't stand together to fix this country, we are all in worse shape than we even realize now. I mean, it's just disgusting. And those that are battering you and battering what you're doing, they must be really asleep, and they must believe all the garbage that comes on the brain drain box, you know?
Garbage in, garbage out. That's the way it usually works.
That's it. You know, they say that, those that hate on somebody, you know, if they would just use that kind of energy to do something positive, that we could fix this world.
You know, that's funny. I said that once. Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, as a matter of fact, I said it to her. If you'd spend half the time, but anyway, neither here nor there, I'm done with that subject, my friend. I'm just going to say,
right on.
I don't care how pissed off I get. I got to tell you folks that this is not me. This is this person that you are listening to right this minute. This is not me. This is not me. I am not like this. Okay. I've been a lot better than this. But these people at CPS know how to reach into your soul, scoop it out, mangle it, step on it, put it back in, and drag the worst possible person right out of you. And they bring it out into the light of day, snapping and gnarling and everything else. And people wonder why it is that I'm like this now. Well, I'll tell you. They just pushed my buttons and pushed my buttons and pushed my buttons. And they drove me to where I either wanted to just lay down and give up, or I wanted to fight harder. Well, I choose B, Alex. Fight harder. I think we're going to bring them down to the ground before the year is out. We're working on it.
We're working on it, several of us, in many different areas on that aspect, because that organization is doing nothing but following Agenda 21. And anybody, in my opinion, that follows Agenda 21 is part of the problem. I mean, if you take the time.
Well, I would hope you'd think that. I really do. considering they're wanting to wipe out, like, what, 7 billion people? I would hope you're on my side, pal. I really would.
But I mean, I'm okay with that if we want to start with the Rothschilds and you know, and then divide their wealth
Absolutely.
Amongst all
Ted
the people.
Turner. Just line them all up in front. I'm
Billy,
good with it.
Billy the Goat Gates. You know. Oh, hey.
There you go. There's one on my list. Oh my God. Go ahead.
May I give some good news? I just received
Absolutely.
An update.
I insist that you do.
I just received an update from the hospital from my brother Vincent Giovanni. He just had his chest tube removed. And he is doing better. They've pulled the tube out of his chest, and so he's doing better. And I would like to just let the world know that, because he's really a very strong person that's really trying to help, you know, humanity. And you know, I just wanted to let everybody know that his health is improving. So
wonderful,
wonderful,
and I'm happy to hear it.
Yeah,
me
too.
To hear that. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Oh,
right on.
Jeez. All right, guys, I'm going to move on just a little bit here, only because I've got like 5 callers in here, and I think I know who one of them is, and I'm not going to even bother her. I'm just going to leave her alone. There's another one with the old masked number. I'm sure that's probably one of Jill's crew. We won't even talk about that because they never want to talk. I do have 2 other numbers that just joined us in the chat, and if either one of you want to speak, this is the time. Press the number 1, please, on your phone so I know that you want to speak. Okay, we got to let that lag catch up. Boy, I'm really hoping that this isn't one of those guest no-show nights. Oh, my God. I haven't had one of those in a long, long time. But, you know, there's plenty of stuff to talk about. There's plenty of things to do. I mean, I could go on all day. There's no question. There's plenty to talk about, so I'm not worried. If they don't show up, I'm not worried. But I was really hoping.
It's hard, man.
I mean, they're so cute. I love Anonymous. Yeah. They're such great people. You know, I'd like to explain to the – you know, I'd like to take a moment. Like to explain to the world what Anonymous is, because a lot of you – do not know. You've been misinformed. You do not understand the concept. Okay? Anonymous is not, it's not an organization, folks. It's an idea. Okay? It's not an unheard of idea either. What we're talking about is we want evil gone. We want good here. Okay, that's all there is to it. If you're corrupt, if you're breaking the law, if you're running your government into the ground, if you're running your country into the ground, we don't want you. Get out.
That's right.
Okay?
That's it.
Get out. Or as Arnold would say, get out. Okay? But anyway, the point of the matter is, this is not a scary thing for you folks, okay? This is not gonna affect you, well, unless you work for the government or CPS or one of those places, then you might have something to worry about. But other than that, you don't have to fear us really as a people either, because Or as somebody that works for the government, we're not out to get you, okay? We don't have battle axes in our hands, torches in the other hand. You know, we're not ready for that. We're not doing that, okay? But we need you to see what's going on out there, and that's what we're all about. We're here to inform, educate, and expose. Am I right?
Expose. Exposes it 100% because the people are being lied to. They're all stuck in dreamland. And while that's happening, their children's futures are being flushed down the toilet every chance they can. And, you know, it's all by design. It's all by design. If you follow the money trail, it all leads to the Rothschild's doorstep. But nobody on this planet has the guts to hold the Rothschild family accountable. And that disgusts me. It disgusts me because they have hurt every single family on this planet. In one way, shape, or form.
Yep, absolutely. And to be honest with you, I seem to remember, it was quite a few shows ago, I was under syndicated news. I remember coming on one day, and I just said, I'll tell you what, I'm just going to put a bounty on these people, okay? I mean, how hard is it to go find Bill Gates, okay? It can't be that tough, all right? Let's go find his house. Let's overrun the property. I mean, how hard is this? You know?
Right.
I don't know. Anyway, so I do have a caller that has elected to press the number one. By the way, if you're special, and I don't put anybody that's not special on this program, if you are a special person, I want you to call, and yes, you can ride the short bus. I don't care. 347-850. Oh, hello,
my bus
good morning. 347-850-1243. I know you're reaching for the pen. 347-850-1243. And when you get here, do me a big favor. Press the number one. Let me know you're here. Okay. You want to talk, whatever. All right. I'm going to bring the next caller in. I got Richard.
Right,
stay with me. Don't you go anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere, brother. I'm here. Right on.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you, the last four numbers of your number are 7229. You are now on the air. Who am I speaking with?
I'm a little blonde girl, let's put it that way. Kind of, we had a short, confusing discussion last night, but
I already know who you are, okay? I knew it the minute I saw that number, I know who you were, okay? So
wait,
you can't hide
scary.
From
How do you
me.
Know my number?
I have X-ray vision, baby. No, I recognize the area code as being from Iowa. That's all.
Okay. First, my question is: we all know this is going to happen. They're going to take out the poor, whatnot. But why are people still calling for give up your guns? Why do we still let CPS mess with our lives and take our children when we know they out and out lie? Why are we, the voters, not banding together to stop them? Is it just because
we can sufficiently answer that, can't we, Richard?
I can answer that one very well. It is by design. It is all because everything is puppetized, and it's just a
or
big
go
fraud.
Along to get along.
The whole show.
Well, I got a much easier way to put it. Okay?
Hmm.
Yeah.
The water you drink every day is full of fluoride. This is to keep you calm. I'm just saying. If you drink any water that isn't distilled, you have a problem. Okay? But anyway, so there's the water problem. Okay? And for those of you that don't know what that is, there's fluoride in your water. Guess what? It ain't for breakfast anymore. It's not good for your teeth. As a matter of fact, it ruins your teeth. Why do you think dentists were all for advertising it? Because they knew it would bring them business, okay? Now, let's not even talk about the fact that they used this in World War II to pacify the prisoners. This is how they kept them down. Okay, they didn't have any riots. They didn't have any problems. Why? Because they had plenty of fluoride in their water. Okay, fluoride is a poison, folks. It's been dumped in your water supplies all over this country for years and years and years. By the way, I'm putting out a little article on my blog, and I'm going to have some evidence for that that you are not going to believe. And this is going to prove to you once and for all what they're doing to us in the water supply, okay? I've got an actual employee of the water company that's going to be giving me everything I need to know. Now, and everything that I didn't want to know. Then let's talk about the fact that TV is out there to program you, okay? And TV, if you watch it, is going to put you in a state where you can accept things that come through it. And I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but go to the Disney Channel sometime and just watch the beginning of a commercial or a show promo or something like that. Funny thing, I noticed I was watching a show promo one day, and I saw it flash by, and I was like, what the hell is that? And I had recorded it for someone, and I backed it up, and I paused it. It's the Illuminati symbol. They're flashing it on Disney, for Christ's sake. This is not a joke, people.
Well, that would be because, Walt Disney himself was a Freemason.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And so
I know all about Walt Disney.
It's all part of the pyramid scheme.
Yep. And let's not even go to the point where we talk about our educations, okay? Our education, the institutions that we attend college at do not teach you the things that you should know, and they leave out the things that you don't, okay? And we're brainwashed to the point where we believe that, okay, for instance, with CPS, we, the people, believe that everything is in the best interest of the child. By the way, that phrase was coined during World War II by Hitler himself, okay? Best interest of the child is a Hitler phrase, okay, folks? And by the way, Miss Hillary Clinton is using that term too, okay? Now, I have to ask you, let's talk about the best interests of the child for a minute. What about the best interests of the parent, okay? This destroys parents just as much as it does as kids. I don't care if you're the kind of person that goes out, they do a little bag of meth or whatever, and then they drink a few beers and they go to sleep. I mean, those kind of people do not bother me. They don't bother me. What they do in their own home is on them. Okay, I don't care. Don't bring it over to my house and expect me to be all hunky-dory about it. But I don't care what you do. I don't care what you do. If you want to spend your whole paycheck on it, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. I have lots of friends that do drugs. Does that make me a loser, by the way? No. No, it doesn't make me a loser. It makes me non-judgmental. I do not look at what people have done or what people have been through or how many years in prison they served. I don't care about any of that crap. You don't mess me over, you're still in my book, okay? And as far as drugs and everything else is concerned, keep it over there and we'll be fine. Now, if you bring it over here, then we might have a little problem. You bring it out and start smoking it in front of me, then we might have an issue. But, you know, other than that, I'm good.
What's funny, though, is the CIA brought it in, like, and they're probably...
Oh, honey, we know this. Shoot. But drugs like children are one of the government's biggest cash cows. We were fighting the war on drugs? Bull crap. You know what we were doing? We were protecting our investment. We were protecting our investment. That's what we were doing. We wanted to make sure nobody cut in on our action. That's what we were doing. Anyway.
I agree. Yep. Every time they say there's a war on poverty, things get worse. War on unemployment got worse. War on drugs got worse.
Yep, absolutely,
true.
My friends.
It's absolutely
this
true.
Is the absolute truth. Mr. Obama. Yeah, he's really messed us over good, hasn't he? He spent more in one term, than 43 presidents combined before him. Okay?
Wow.
One president, one term, spent more money in one term. He's up to, like, I think it's what now, about $16 trillion? all by himself. Gee, you think maybe he's trying to drive us into a depression?
Revolution?
Gee, I don't know. I think he's trying to crash the market, and he's doing a damn good job, too.
The revolution's already started.
Yeah, I know,
oh,
but a
yes,
lot of people
dear.
Don't know that.
And I am not gonna say even another word about it. I'm just gonna tell you that we're moving, okay? That's all I'm gonna say about it. We are on the move. Watch out, Mr. President. Okay, we're on the move. That's all I'm gonna say about it.
And nobody even asks questions. Why do we have so many FEMA prison camps? Nobody questions nothing.
Oh, I don't
they
question
just go
that
along.
At all. Do you question that, Richard? I don't question that. I think they're great.
I can let you know this. There is already a FEMA camp open and gift-wrapped for the public in this country. And I've actually shared some information with a few people about being there firsthand and actually trying to work the programs that they offer. And all I can tell you is it is a vaccination haven, and they are really – If you don't agree with everything that they're doing, then they make you disappear from that program.
Oh,
and it is funded by a man that is a very high in the Freemasons, and he has donated all the money to keep the place open and running, and they have taken all the homeless from the from Travis County
from a lot of the major
all the way south to almost Corpus Christi, and that's all I can say. And they have shoveled them all to one place.
Yep.
And that's all I can say about it.
Anything else?
I really don't want to go into any more detail because I'm sure that you
I was asking for some response to that. But no, okay. But anyway, I have three callers in my studio. If
hey,
you want to talk.
You.
This is the time. Hey, no, don't. You don't have to go nowhere. You don't have to go nowhere.
No,
I'll just put you back in headphones.
Okay.
It don't matter. You can stay and listen. We'll have plenty to talk about, won't we, Richard? You're my guest for the day, my friend.
Brother, I'm okay with that because it's not going to change until we as a people stand together. And it's not about color. It's about our lives, our families' lives, our children's lives. And our futures, and you know my grandchildren, you will not get that Constitution out of my hand till you pry it out of my cold dead fingers. I'm sorry,
there's a lot of people out there saying the same thing about their guns too. Boy, I said there's a lot of people saying that about their guns too, and I don't blame them one bit. Now with all the funny stuff going on in our country, and here's something else you got to notice too. I don't know if you've noticed this, but it seems like it's the people that were kicked hard in the shin by the government, like say those of CPS, that seem to know more than anybody else. You notice that? Why?
Yes.
Because we're determined little son of a bitches, and we know what we're looking for. We want to bring this thing down. Well, then, as you're doing that, of course, then you start finding out all this other stuff, and I'm like, oh my God. Look at this. No, wait a minute. Look at this. And next thing you know, I know more than just about anybody, and I learned it all in 1 year, where some people don't learn it their whole lives.
I learned more.
They curl your hair twice, even if you didn't have any. Jeez.
How is it that I know there are many constitutionalists in this country, and I pray that it's more than 3%. I really pray that. But you know, our country has been operating under a corporation since 1942, but yet our constitutionalists are not taking action. I know we're trying to take action, but it's up to us to make this happen. I mean, you know, people
Absolutely.
Wake up and realize that we are nothing more than a number that is being exchanged on the stock exchange as property of a corporation. And if you don't understand that. I would suggest that you all look up Jordan Maxwell and listen to some of his speeches, because that man tells you, and he tells you the truth. And another one is
Stefan Molyneux. He's a good one to listen to, too.
There you go.
Yep, he's got some good stuff on YouTube also. I do have a caller that has indicated that they would like to speak, and I'm going to warn you, if you're a foe, you'll get cut off just as quick as you get put on. All right, 1652, that's the last four numbers of your number. Who am I speaking with?
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
You know me. Bianca.
Let me guess. Wait a minute. My fingers are on my temples now. You are Bianca.
Yes, that's me.
Damn, I'm good. That's all I got to say about the matter. How you doing, honey?
I'm hanging in there. I'm just going to be careful with my words this time because I don't want to get anybody.
What words are those, honey? As far as I'm concerned, you can talk as much as you want to, but just don't be insulted when I talk over you.
Last time I was on the
I don't know what you're talking about. I forgot all about that. I don't even know what you're talking about. So
right.
Anyway, how can I help you
today? I just wanted to agree with what you were saying just a little while ago about how people who've been kicked by the government are the ones that know the most. Because people don't really know or see it until they're hit by it. And
yep.
It's really sad because, I mean, it's sad because there's so many people out there talking about Kim Kardashian, and it's crazy. I was looking at Kim Kardashian's, like, fan page, and this is like millions and millions of people like, you're having a new baby. But meanwhile, there's people who getting their kids taken away from them, and it's like how brainwashed is our society?
Oh, pretty,
you know,
darn,
I mean,
brainwashed. Thank you very much.
I called
reality TV when it came out. I called reality TV stupid TV. That's what I called it. And every time I saw it on my TV, I'd turn that sucker off. I didn't care who was watching it. I was like, you know, put that crap on my TV. Screw you. You know, and it was off. But
no kidding.
So,
I didn't even watch TV. But I was like, I was looking at that, and I started spamming those people. You know what I mean? Maybe you, like, can, like, wake up a little bit. Like, it's just like,
yeah, well,
you
know that big dumbing down thing they're doing in school
up?
Now? That big dumbing down thing they're doing in school now, where they teach people that 2 + 2 = 5. That's perfectly okay, because if we tell them it's wrong, you know, that'll squash their creativity. Oh my God, people, how stupid can we be? How stupid can we be? Okay,
that sounds like,
I mean, how we are so easily led. It's just unbelievable. And then to just have people think, you know, this is okay. Well, they're a professional. They know what they're doing. Well, I hate to tell you this, folks, but that is not what this is all about, okay? They're not being professional. They're not teaching your kids anything good, okay? They're dumbing them down, and they do the same thing to you. They just do it using a different medium. They use TV instead, okay?
Yep. And they don't allow anybody.
I guarantee you, if you tear yourself away from that screen for a couple hours, you'll start to feel a little better, believe it or not. I guarantee that you'll be like, oh, my God, what in the hell was I watching that stuff for hours for? And then after a few days, you're just like, hey, I can live without this. I haven't watched TV in, well, a long time. I have Netflix on mine, and I watch it every once in a while. I watch some movie I want to watch or something, but that's about as far as it gets.
Yeah, I don't do any news or any TV. I get my stuff online.
News, that's a given. I haven't listened to the news in probably 10 years. I don't listen to those idiots.
I was just looking at this page, and there's just so many people like, oh, you're giving a new baby. Meanwhile, people's constitutional rights are being ripped right from under them, and they have no idea what's going on because they haven't been hit by the atrocity of what's going on in America. And this is real, you know, it's real. You know, we're not just a bunch of crazy people, anonymous, or who are just, you know, conspiracy theories. It's real. It's real. Because I'm going through it. You know I'm going through it. Like recently, they just tried to alienate me from my son, and they lost. But they're dragging it out. They're dragging it out. They're dragging it out. And it's killing me.
Yeah. Well, they need more time. You know, they need more time. Alienation takes time, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well, that means they lost.
You know,
they lost.
I want to tell you guys something. I want to tell you guys something. This is really important to say. I've got a gal, and I saw her today, and I just thought about just grabbing her by the arm and saying, hey, I thought you were going to give me this. This woman has absolute proof. Now, I'm not kidding you. Where she's from, she has actually seen social workers take kids into haunted houses that were off season and locking them in. This is not a joke.
Wow.
These people are putting them through the ride over and over again, trying to split their personality, trying to mess them up. I'm not kidding you. And she had video proof of this. She said she was going to get video proof and get back to me. She never did, but I don't see her very often, but if I could ever stop her for 5 seconds, I guarantee I could have some good stuff to put on this show. Oh, man.
Jeez. I'd be all about getting some information on that for sure. That'd be awesome.
Oh, man. Can you believe that? Now, how just utterly ridiculous is that? And for those of you that just don't believe this stuff is happening, and how could any human being do this to another smaller version of a human being is beyond me. But then think about the fact that none of these people that social work in our country that work for DHS or CPS have children. They don't have children. They don't have families. They pick these people on purpose. They don't want you to have a conscience. If you do bad things, they promote you. They praise you. If you do good things or speak out against them, you're fired. That's it.
Yeah.
You're gone.
Yeah.
This is not a joke.
And when they lost in court, you should have saw how this woman reacted. She was so angry. She wouldn't talk to my lawyer. And now they're just dragging it out. First they made this date, and then they're trying to drag it out further and further. And I want to talk to my son because when I don't talk to my son, the scarier I get, and then the more I know they're trying to brainwash him against me.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, of course they are.
Like,
that's
the
what
meeting
they do.
Was supposed to be
that's
tomorrow, and then they and now it's not tomorrow. It's going to be next week, and then they're probably going to come up with another excuse for the that, and it's a mess out there.
I understand. My appeal for termination has been in the Supreme Court of Iowa now for nine months. Now, in Iowa, we're talking about 3 million people here. We're talking about 3 million people, and we're just talking about one county. This appeal should have been heard in 3 months. They are dragging butt. And every time it comes time that I should be calling to find out what's going on, well, it's still under consideration. Or there's something that you didn't do that we need to get this moving forward with. And I'm like, you didn't tell me this 6 months ago when I called you several times and said, what's going on with my appeal? You keep saying it's under consideration. It's under consideration. And then finally, after 6 months, they said, oh, by the way, there's three things you need to do before we can move forward. And I'm like, what? You didn't tell me this 6 months ago? But it just hit me. Well, they don't want to hear this case because there are so many laws broken by so many big named elected officials in our county. They don't want to bring it up. They're going to have to say they were wrong. DHS's own administration said we should have never taken the child. And the court will not stay the termination. They won't stay it at all. But they won't hear it either. They won't hear the appeal either. Go figure
that. Can I explain a little of why the court system is so screwed up?
You can go ahead.
I've said it before,
but go ahead.
This is real simple. When an attorney takes their oath to practice law, they swear their first loyalty to the court. Now, how
right.
can anybody
Absolutely.
Represent a person truly in their best interest when they have sworn their first loyalty to the court that
Very good.
That doesn't give you fair and equal representation? You know,
Very
and
good.
Then the DA prosecutes hundreds of cases versus an attorney that may only have, you know, 30 cases a month. To where the DA's,
right.
you know, so you can never have fair and equal representation no matter what you do, because the amount of cases that a DA prosecutes, you know, it does not allow you to have an equal, you know, an equal representation before the court. And aside
right.
from
and
that,
not
it,
only
it
that,
all
but
falls back on.
You folks have
Go
to
ahead.
Remember, too, that, just like Richard said, their first allegiance is to the court. Their second allegiance is to their pocketbook. You run a third way, way back, okay? You're a dead third way, way back. And I want to tell you, folks, that even if you get a lawyer, and they work with you, you pay them, all this stuff, I'm going to tell you that 9 times out of 10, these people are so corrupt and so crooked, they'll turn your lawyer against you halfway through the case, or they may just say, I want to withdraw. And they'll just withdraw, and there's nothing you can do about it. You've already
can
paid
I,
them.
Can I
yep.
say something?
Yes.
Do you know that's what they tried to do to my lawyers? They tried to make it like that I was lying, and my lawyers came at me, and I had to put them in their place. I was like, first of all, if you're a lawyer, then you should know what's going on. Second of all, I'm not lying. Like, they really
yep.
tried to turn my lawyers against me. It was insane.
Well, in case you don't know this.
If I wasn't a smart person, it would have worked.
Yeah. Well, in case you don't know this, and this is for America too, I'm going to tell you that anybody that has ever entered a courtroom, I don't care if it's traffic court, family court, criminal court, doesn't matter. You are the victim of a nationwide scam that rivals the best scam I've ever heard in my whole life. These people are the mafia, basically. And they have not been disbanded. They've been reinvented, okay? They have a con game that's so perfect and so big and so good, they're not going to give it up. And there's the thing right there, folks. You are not ever going to win in court. If they want your children and they've already got their eyes set on that child, you're going to lose them. You're going to lose them because they will do every dirty trick in the book to make sure that happens. And they're also going to make it so it looks like you didn't care. And this is what they do. They did it in my case. They made me miss two very important hearings by having me arrested when the time was
yep.
right.
They pulled that on me, too.
This is what they'll do. Yep,
they threw me off my own case.
After fighting it for 6 months, they threw me off my own case. Said, you don't belong here. See you later. Bye. That was because I was fixing to win. They didn't want me there then.
Texas went as far as to have my parole revoked, and then they paroled me from San Antonio to El Paso. And if it wasn't for me being a law dog and spending all my time in the law library when I was incarcerated, I would not have known, but I did know, and I went down to the courthouse in El Paso, and I started reading. And it's unlawful in the state of Texas for them to parole you over 400 miles outside of your county of residence. So I typed that up real quick, shot it in the mail, and within 3 days of me mailing that, I had a bus ticket back to San Antonio because they realized they had screwed up, because they realized they
yeah,
had broke
yeah,
the law.
Yeah.
And all this was like right in the time frame of the final custody hearing for my
right.
child. And
yep.
I made it back, but then all of a sudden my attorney – did not show up that day, and so
yeah,
they said
yeah.
that we had to reschedule.
Convenient how that works out, isn't it?
It's amazing, you know. These people eat lunch together every day. They work together every day. We only go to court when we have to make an appearance, you know. And so
I've
they have
always
a,
said
a
that
better...
they all have they have wild orgies while we're not looking. Okay, these people they could have held bachelor parties in my courtroom every day, and nobody would have been the wiser. I mean, they cover up their tracks so well. I mean, they've been doing this for 40 years, guys, 40 years, and they do this. They shuffle so many people through those courtrooms in a six-month period, they know exactly what they're doing. Boom, 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 boom. Take the kid, hold the kid, adopt the kid. Boom, boom, boom. This is all they do all day long. They know exactly what they're doing, and they sure as hell know how to handle somebody like you. Okay?
Yeah, and also,
and I don't care if you're the biggest fighter on the planet. They know how to handle you. Throw you off the case.
Yeah.
Boom, you're out. You know, what do you do?
And also, I was like, when can I talk to my son? When, because they lost in court trying to take my visitation away. I was like, when can I? And my lawyer's like, well, it's all up to DCF. It's all up to DCF. It's all up to, like, it's all, everything's their decision.
Yeah, why should it be
choice?
Up to DCF at all? It shouldn't be up to DCF. DCF has no more power than a cop. They don't have any more power than a police officer. Why is it up to them?
But they lost in court, and I said, when can I talk to my baby? Oh, it's all up to DCF. They have custody. Those monsters have custody of my kid. Are you serious? And it's up to them when I can talk to my son. When they lost already. I don't understand.
Yeah.
See, if more people open their eyes to the fact that when any court documents are all capital letters, and when we actually stand up to the name they call in the courtroom, we're standing up for the corporation us, or for the corporation of our child,
for the phony
that they have put it all in capital letters. And when we allow that, when we allow ourselves to fall under any of that, when we stand up and say, yes, we're present, then we are acknowledging that we are that corporation. You know, but once they
and
have custody
under their
of child, you have no choice, because that's the only battleground you have. And you know,
see,
but the whole thing is just such
Michigan
a fraud.
Got smart.
Did they?
Michigan got smart. You know what they're pulling in Michigan? What they do now is they just take your kids beforehand and take them to court, and then call you up and go, by the way, your kids are here. They're with us in court. You need to be here in like 20, 30 minutes. And I'm not kidding you. Any mother, of course, is going to just rush right on down there. But as soon as she crosses the threshold of the courtroom, they're under jurisdiction, and they go right into an adjudication hearing. Can you believe that? I mean, this is what they've had to do, because people are starting to figure out what's going on, and they're starting to figure out their little tricks. So what they do, and guys, I can't even stress this enough. I mean, I have been screeching this for weeks and weeks and weeks. What we're doing on Facebook, I'm going to tell you folks that they don't need to go anywhere else. All they have to do is sit on Facebook and watch everything we're doing, and they have everything they need to win this war. You guys are sitting there putting out these little solutions and these little laws, and you put out these little handbooks and stuff. They just take them, and they take them to their war room, and they sit around and talk about ways they can get around it, and they do. Okay, we're killing ourselves being on Facebook whining about this stuff. This is not what we need to be doing. We need to get out from under the keyboard, get the hell outdoors, and do something. And I came up with a perfect thing. You don't even have to leave your computer, and you can fix this. I'm telling you that it's as easy as just sending a few emails. I mean, God, how hard is that? So, you know, you talk about how difficult things are, and that's too much work for me. I don't have that kind of time, blah, 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 blah. Well, listen, guys, you think I don't have a job. Some of you don't think I have a job, that I just sit here all day long and talk to people on Facebook. I hate to tell you this. I have a job, okay? I make a living, all right, doing other things, and they're all computer-related. They're all computer-related, okay? So for those of you that think I have nothing better to do with my time, I'm a loser, by the way, Mr. Foggy, the actual definition of a loser, my friend, just so that you know, even in the Urban Dictionary, a dumb bitch who uses the wrong hand to make the L symbol, okay, that's a loser. A loser is a person or thing that has lost something, especially in a game or contest. I haven't lost to you at all. I'm just sitting here chuckling it up because I know what's going to happen to you here in the next day or so. I'm hoping. But anyway, I'm just going to say, folks, this is.
Who do you send these emails?
I'm sorry, dear. Go ahead.
I'm tired of sitting here on Facebook trying to figure things out. However, I did find this bill written up by Kathleen. It's called the Family Stability Kingship Act, and it's supposed to overhaul everything that they do, everything that they're doing right now, but it's like at 1% of passing.
Yeah. And I've got to say this too, folks. There are good things about Facebook. There are damn good things about Facebook. People, for one instance, I'm just going to say this. For one thing, you guys are shell-shocked. When you go through this crap that they're pulling on you, you're shell-shocked, and you need somebody to talk to, and you need to get it out. You need to get your stories out. I understand that perfectly. I understand it perfectly. But here, they can just sit here and just get everything they need. They can pick things off that you say and call you mental. They can pick things off and use them against you in court. They can and the CIA and the FBI can build cases right here. And they don't even have to move. Boom, boom, boom. Here's everything you ever needed, you know. And we think our groups are secret and closed. They're not. They're not.
Nope.
They're only secret and closed to people that can't get in. Those are the only people. These people are in your crap every day. I guarantee it. They're in your PM boxes. They're in your groups. I don't care if you call it top secret, double secret with chocolate on top. It's not going to make no difference. These people are in your group, okay?
And if they can't get in their group
as themselves, all it takes is one profile, a good story, a nice picture, and you're in like Flynn, okay? I mean, this is not hard to figure out.
What do I suggest?
Use Facebook for gathering together with people to get a little bit of a clue what's going on with this stuff, and the rest of it should just be exposure. Use it for exposure. Play your little games. I don't care. Just don't talk about how you're going to win against these people. Don't put up solutions that people can pick off and say, okay, well, we just need to change this, and that's out the window. I mean, this is what they're looking for. And they have people. I've put down people, four of them, that just sit here all day long and just gather intel, and then they go and report to DHS once a month. I mean, this is what they do.
Well, I welcome the roadblocks.
Because people
are looking for information. They're looking for help. They're looking for some answers.
Then I can call you. Then I can call you, okay? Yeah, okay, there's some freaks out there that are collecting numbers. But really, guys, how hard is it? You call the operator, you tell them that you're being harassed, you change your number, or you get them arrested for it. I mean, it's not that hard. It's not that hard.
No, I mean, as far as putting out suggestions and, like,
well,
you know.
Well, suggestions can be given over the phone. We have telephones. You remember that stuff that they invented way back in the 1900s? We still have those things, okay? We don't have to talk about them in public and post them for everybody in the world to see and glean and use. I mean, it's just not needed. But just a generic, make your stories generic. Put them up there without the names on them so they can't use that crap against you.
I put up and then put what you just said to keep it private because there's people out there watching. So
yeah. Well, no matter where you talk about it.
They're watching on any and every electronic device.
People are always asking me like what's going on.
Well, there's the other thing. You don't know who you're talking to.
I'm not telling you because I don't even know who you are. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, and even when you know, you don't really know either.
Okay,
no. I could be a government agent. We've talked about that one before, but I think I've more than proven that.
They want you to be afraid, but you still have your rights. You still have your rights. You know what I mean?
You're right. Somewhat. As long as you believe we have them, you still have them.
Yeah, well, there you go. And you do have those ones that can't be, you have those rights that can't be taken away from. There is that.
If we stand up for the rights, we still have them. If we don't, then we don't. Like, we all have to come and stand up. But people are.
Well, we all have to know that we don't really have any rights.
Yep.
We don't have rights, we have privileges. They can be taken away at any time just with two words, martial law, and they're all out the window, okay? You don't own anything, you don't have any rights, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, you don't have rights.
But
you have privileges.
Examples of where the government has been afraid of people standing up and they have switched sides quickly.
They're really afraid now.
The whole reason they won't bring our troops home is because they're scared.
Stand up, I've seen the government switch sides very quickly when people stand up as a mass. I've seen examples of it.
I want to tell you how many times I've said it. Just everybody just start walking toward Washington. I guarantee you we'll make it 2 miles and they'd all be in the ocean, okay? It's not that hard to figure out. But anyway, the problem is, you have to get the people behind you, A. B, the people have to know what the hell they're getting behind you for. So you have to expose first. Have to. And we don't have time for that long-term exposure where in a 3-4 year period they might figure it out. No, we need to pull out the electric chair and give 10,000 volts at once, okay? This 5 volts at a time thing ain't working no more.
It's not. You got that right.
You know, you know what I'm finding? Like, you post all this stuff, and like people are like, yeah. But there isn't anybody out there really, really, really willing to be doing what we should be doing, and it's frustrating.
Ma'am?
Yes, it is very frustrating.
Can I share something with you? Ma'am?
Because if it was me, I would go down right now and walk down the street with the sign, but... Where are all the people behind me that are complaining?
Yeah, well,
right,
you're welcome to our world.
Right here.
It's a fun one.
You're not there.
Every day I do my best. Every day I do my best.
People feel guilty to do this crap, and that really makes me mad. I don't think that it should be about guilt at all. I mean, these are your children we're talking about. You can't get out and do something. Come on.
It should be about your rights. It's all these
people. Well, it's all about fear. It's all about fear, my dear. It's all fear. They don't want to be caught. They don't want to be caught. It's all about fear. But we gave you the perfect out. We gave you a nice, pretty little mask. I mean, put the damn mask on and get out there. I mean, what's so hard about that?
I gave all mine away.
I want to walk down to all those places that need to be walked down to. But where are all these people? Where are all these people that are like, you know, crying and saying the same shit? Where are they?
Let me turn you on to a new phrase you're probably not aware of: keyboard warrior. Okay.
Keyboard warrior, right?
By the way,
no,
Richard. Richard was one of the first non-keyboard warriors you'll ever meet, so there you go. You can introduce yourself to him. I'm the second one, okay? There's more, I guarantee it.
Let me
get hooked up with those people, because those are the people that I'm looking for, because I'm tired of dealing with keyboard warriors. I'm really frustrated.
Either it's in your heart or it's not to make a change.
And they're not coming up anywhere. So
they're scared. They're scared and they're fluorinated. And I feel sorry for them because I've been off the fluoride for several years. And, I mean, I'm scared to take a bath because the fluoride soaks in your body from it, you know, more so than when you drink it. But, you know, every day I do my best to practice random acts of kindness to try to help the love in this world.
Yeah.
And every day, if somebody's checking my groceries, I'm telling them, hey, you really need to, you know, look up fluoride on YouTube. Watch some videos about it. You know,
I'm always talking. I feel like a religious nut because every day I'm out there, if I've got 5 minutes to tell somebody about something they should know, I'm doing it, you know. And
that's
I might
it.
As well
that's
just have a Bible in my hand, but, you know, hey, it's got to be done.
It's called the Constitution,
it's
and It's called the Constitution. It's not a Bible.
Yep. Yep. Well, it is kind of a Bible, but neither here nor there. pardon me. Pardon me. I got a little hoarse. Every once in a while, I get a little hoarse in my throat.
You know,
okay.
Over the past couple of years, I've done a few experiments, meaning that there's been some situations that needed attention.
Oh, you're one of those
and
people.
I've contacted news agencies trying to get help. And I've gone as far as to gone to a few news agencies and knocked on the door. And then as I'm explaining what the problem is and the guy's really listening to me, you know, and he's actually, you know, a reporter and actually on the 5 o'clock news. Then when I get to the end and I start saying something about, well, it's all Freemason oriented, I get told at Channel 4 News in San Antonio, Texas, get off our property before I have you arrested.
Oh yeah.
And I look at him and said, you're one of those sellouts.
You know what they do in my state? You know what they do in my state? They just lock the doors. The doors are permanently locked. You cannot walk into that building without a key card. And if you want to drop a story off or talk to somebody about a story, you have to pick up a phone in a lobby with locked doors, and then somebody will come down and talk to you. I mean, this is how bad things have gotten. The news doesn't even want to talk to you, okay?
No,
it's bad enough
the
government doesn't want to talk to you. The news doesn't even want to talk to you now because they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing.
And they're all in it together. They're all sellouts. And, you know, it's sad that you can put somebody in a job behind a news desk making $50,000 or $80,000 a year, and that price is what they have sold humanity out for. And they think that they have a place in one of these underground bunkers. Well, the puppet master's already said, well, he's a sellout. He sold out humanity. So you think we're going to put him in the bunker with us? But they're not.
Right.
They're driving their sports car.
But hey,
they're
anything to get the job done, right?
We'll say
anything to get the job done, just like a politician. You know, you'll make promises that you don't intend to keep.
I'm just going to do it by myself. I don't care. I'll be a one person warrior.
You want to know something? I'm actually waiting for the day this happens. You know that? I'm waiting for the day that we're all on the same foot.
I don't need a bunch of people behind me. I'll do it by myself.
No. You're not getting me. I'm talking about when they call martial law and everything goes south. I actually can't wait for that day because that means that everybody in my little circles will be all on the same foot as me. And I'll be able to sit outside of the city limits and go, come on, baby, come on. Try and escape now.
Come on.
Let's talk now. You know, I mean, once martial law goes into effect, everything is bogus. All your titles are gone.
The only thing that matters is the military.
Yep.
They're all going to take off somewhere.
Oh, yeah. They'll all make a run for it, but you know what? I'll be outside the city limits waiting for them to. You know?
Yeah, but they made so many enemies everywhere else. I don't know where they're going to run.
To the only country that they're not trying to disarm,
and that is Switzerland. That's the only country nobody on this planet
is trying to disarm.
That's right. That's the truth. It's the truth, and I'm sure I'll probably have them here at the door here momentarily telling me to shut up, but you know what? They better bring a whole battalion because I'll tell you what. They better bring a mess wagon because I'm going to be mighty hungry after we get through.
Yeah.
I don't
Thanks
fear them.
Thanks to them,
I got
a few demons of my own, you know.
I'm sorry, but you're not going to destroy this country while I have a breath in my body. I'm not going to allow it.
and as long as my son is alive, they're not no. And as long as I grew up in the system, I've seen atrocities.
You're not alone. I can assure you that I might not have seen the same atrocities, but you're not alone. And this is one American right here that is more upset with the direction that our country is headed than most, because every day you can't stop me from doing what I'm doing, and you know, they try they do try.
I'm not scared either. I don't fear these people at all, folks.
I don't.
I'm just going to go ahead and call the episode. We were supposed to have anonymous here tonight. The missuses, and they did not show. Well, that's fine because we're still having a show, regardless of
more
race, color, creed, or sex, or religion. Huh?
Well, many of them have a lot of things to do. I'm not trying to say that, but
I'm good with that. But tell me, will you?
Family.
Tell me. Don't embarrass me like this. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, I'm just going to say this. I've still got an hour left. I've still got a phone number you can call, too. 347-850-1243. How about this? Any woman. Just call me. Call me. Call me. Anyway, 347-850-1243. I can't believe Carrie isn't here. Carrie, of all people, I would imagine would have been here, but she's not even here. Oh my Lord!
I'm signing off. I'll inbox you some other time.
Oh, would you please? Would you?
You're more than welcome.
Thanks. I feel really lonely during my day. Please, by all means.
She's more than welcome. If she's interested in
other guests are trying to reach out to me. What were you saying?
You're more than welcome to contact me as well. I'm very active. I post a lot of things and I try to keep people in communication. And
you,
I'm not the best in the world.
Give me his information, Christopher, please.
I will absolutely do that.
Facebook,
I will do that as we speak. Even I'm a man of action. I will do that right now. That's how good I am.
All right.
Anyway, okay. So, Richard,
yes.
How's the weather up there and wherever you are? I mean, let's talk about this.
It's been pretty chilly here in Tulsa. It really has. And
really, Tulsa is chilly.
Yeah, Tulsa. I've only been here for a few months, and I'll be actually leaving somewhere either the middle of this month or the beginning of next month already to relocate again. Got
to
keep them in
the
state searching for me.
Let's hope it isn't to go meet another girl that you're going to end up marrying off, okay? I hope it isn't that. By the way, I had a really interesting chat with that woman. I'm going to have to tell you about that later. But anyway, it was different. I got to say, it was different.
She is different, but she's very good. She is very good at researching. So
yes, I believe you. I really do. I believe you. Now, okay, so in Tulsa, it's chilly. Here, we've had nothing but 40, 50-degree days. It's been wonderful here. It melted off all the snow and everything, and my dog wants to go out without a coat on again, and it's just been great. So, yeah. All right. Now that we've done the weather.
I hear that these northern states here have this white stuff that falls from the sky.
Yeah. It's really cool, too. It's called snow. Yeah. and it gets here around Christmas time. Yeah, it's really fun. But
I don't know. I'm from South Texas, you know, so it's really like it sounds like a fairy tale to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it could be that. Richard, tell me about your friend in the hospital there. What does he do? Tell me how you got into this. How about that? Let's go there. Let's hear your story. Let's hear Richard Webb's story.
Wow. I used to do some clandestine activities for many, many years of my life. I don't condone those acts, mind you, and I have been sober for 3 years.
What did I tell
years.
You about using 25-cent words? Don't do that, man.
Okay.
Knock it down a couple of words here. I can't even understand it. Come on, man. Clandestine?
Okay.
Really? Okay. Keep going.
And, while I was doing these things, I was staying at a place that we refer to as the office. And, while I was there, I started listening to some broadcasts and started researching because I had already gone through a horrific divorce, through a horrific custody battle for my daughter. And, I felt like the whole system was just crushing me. And I start doing research, I start seeing things and start adding stuff up. And the group of people that I was associating with at that time had been my friend for 20 years. And they're all very intelligent individuals, and we don't really agree with the government's view very much, because I feel like you do. When somebody's in their own home, they should have the right to do what they want. You know, and,
right.
and for somebody to, you know, I'm sorry, but I don't care what it is you want to do, but if you're in your own home, do it.
yeah, absolutely.
So
I mean, as long as you're not doing it outside for the world to see and not trying to force it on me, I'm good. Yeah.
Right. And so I start researching. I start putting all this Illuminati puzzle together. And, you know, all these people that are telling me, man, there's no such thing as the Illuminati. And now I can say beyond a shadow of a doubt in my mind, bullshit. And yes,
right.
every, you know, as the presidents come into office, they might have good intentions, but then they get this phone call, and the phone call says, do you want to end up like JFK? And they're, of course, I'm sure they say,
that's
no,
pretty
no
much
I don't.
The way it is, but
so
then you got to remember, some of these people are groomed for that office. I mean, Clinton and Obama both were groomed for office. They've been groomed since a real young age, as I know.
Well, they're cousins or something anyways, according to the bloodlines, if you follow them.
oh, yeah, well, we're all cousins, buddy. We're all cousins. We're all brothers. You know, we can all trace our roots back to the same place. I mean, that's not a big deal.
So I'm researching, and then I decided to start traveling. As I got my disability and stuff, and so for the past year I've been traveling around many cities in Texas, and now I've been through about three cities here in Oklahoma, and where I set up, and I'm doing face to faces with people and meeting people, so that when the shit hits the fan or when the stuff hits the fan, and I have to make a phone call and ask a brother across the country, hey man, you know, we need to take care of this. That I actually understand, and that person understands that it's time to take action, you know?
Yep.
And somewhere along the way there, I really started to believe that the anonymous idea is the cure, because, I mean, there is no other thing that I have run across that actually stands as strong as that. The idea that, you know, humanity is good and that freedom is worth fighting for. And, you know, you had the militias and the constitutionalists and the three percenters, and they're supposed to be defending our rights and our country. And I'm sad to say this, but I don't feel that they have stepped up in enough time, because they should have stepped up back when Clinton was in office. You know, they should have stepped up.
We weren't sure of the entire effect at that time either, though.
Well, exactly.
I mean, I was asleep back then, okay? So I was passed out, all right? There's no question about it. I was a dumb, dumb citizen, just like the rest of us. And I got to say that it took until they kicked me in the shin and said, oh, what? And that's when I started waking up and figuring out what was up. But so I understand that philosophy. I understand being in that predicament, because we were all there. I mean, we were all there once. So.
By far. And it's sad, though, you know, JFK comes out and tells the whole country and the world, you know, hey, there's something going on behind the curtain. And then when they shoot him, instead of the people continuing to research what he was saying, they all cried about it.
Well, okay? It wasn't that. It was that they got slick. They got slick. They came out with the term conspiracy theorist and you know, and just put that out there and said, well, these people are just crazy. And we believed it, because we trusted our government a lot more back then. You know, we didn't know what they were up to.
Right. That's very true there. You know, I don't see how with indefinite detention alone, the people haven't stepped up and said, what? You know, what is this indefinite detention? What is this internet neutrality, where if you say something that goes against the government's view, it will be removed from the internet and you can be charged with a felony? Because you have stated something, your own opinion? I mean, that destroys our right to free speech.
Richard,
yes.
You don't even know the half of it, buddy. You don't know the half of it yet. Let me tell you, because I did this the other night on my show. And I feel it's really, really important to mention. Folks, by the way, you, every one of you, women, men, child, no matter what collar you wear, white, blue, doesn't matter. You are all domestic terrorists.
Terrorists.
You are all now domestic terrorists. Let me tell you, just because I did this, and I'm going to probably do this at least once a show. At least once a show, or at least once a week, anyway. I'm not going to bore people with it all day, but hang on just 1 second. I'm waiting for it to come up. Okay, here we go. Now, this is per the federal government, by the way, and the source here is very reliable. We're talking about Reuters.com, ActivistPost.com, PublicIntelligence.net, which for those of you that do not know that site, that's basically a place where the FBI and the CIA takes their public intelligence on every subject imaginable and puts it on this site. This is a good place to get good intel here, folks. PublicIntelligence.net, by the way, that is. Now, this is the new list that defines you as an American citizen, not as an American citizen, I'm sorry, but as a domestic terrorist. If you speak out against government policies, you are a domestic terrorist. If you protest anything, such as participating in the Occupy movement, you are a domestic terrorist. If you question war, even though war reduces our national security, you are a domestic terrorist. If you have a bumper sticker that says, yes, dear, I didn't even know you were still here. I thought you ditched us.
I know. I was just wondering, how come the Ku Klux Klan isn't considered a terrorist organization?
Why? Because they promote racism. It's perfect. It's better
organization. It is not considered a terrorist organization. That is just terrorist.
Well, of course it isn't, because they're doing what the government wants them to do.
They are actually a spinoff of the Freemasons. All fraternal organizations are actually spinoffs of the Freemasons, the Shriners, the Ku Klux Klan. The list goes on, but they're all members of a fraternal order that is under the thumb and rule of the Freemasons and the Illuminati.
Yep. Absolutely.
The Knights Templar, all of them, the Rosicrucians,
the
Catholics.
That's why they're not considered terrorists.
Guys, I'm not even finished with my list yet.
Please let me continue.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Now, having bumper stickers or buttons on your on you that say things like "Know your rights or lose them," you are a domestic terrorist. Taking pictures or videos. Okay. If you're on vacation and you're taking pictures of the mountain, oh my God, you're a domestic terrorist. Now, here's one for you: talking to police officers. We're not supposed to talk to our police officers anymore. What happens if they accuse you of something and you need to defend yourself? Well, I can't say anything. I might get arrested for domestic terrorism. Oh, my God, really? Okay, here's one for you. Writing on a piece of paper. So if you're at the post office addressing an envelope, you might be a terrorist. We can arrest you now. Being frustrated with mainstream ideologies. Well, that would depend on your definition of mainstream ideology, I would say. Valuing your online privacy. Valuing your online privacy. You are now a terrorist, by the way. Being anti-tax, anti-regulation, or for the gold standard, meaning you want your money to actually be worth something. You are a domestic terrorist. Being reverent of your individual liberty. You are now a domestic terrorist. Believing in conspiracy theories. Okay, now first of all, if you're going to arrest me for this, I want you to publish a book every year that brings me up to date on the most latest conspiracy theories, okay? Because I don't see how you can identify as what I'm saying to be conspiracy theory if I don't even know it's conspiracy theory yet. So I would suggest that you start publishing a book every year that brings me up to date on the latest thing, just like law dictionaries. Okay, a belief that one's personal and or national way of life is under attack. You mean even if it is? And I can get arrested for this? Okay, whatever. Supported political movements for autonomy. Suspicious of centralized federal authority. Isn't that great how they covered their own ass on that one? If we're suspicious that they may be doing something funny up there in Washington, We are now domestic terrorists. Fiercely nationalistic. Really? Well, if you are fiercely nationalistic, you love your country, oh, my God, you are a domestic terrorist now. Opposing surveillance is the last one. If you oppose the fact that these people can surveil you, you are now a domestic terrorist. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the National Terrorists Association, because you are all diehard members
terrorist.
At this point, okay? Thank you.
So that would entail that the
say in our constitution that if our government is tyrannical, that we can overthrow them.
Oh, but you don't understand that that constitution as such doesn't exist anymore.
It's null and void since our
up.
Country started operating as
we don't have any rights
as a corporation. So that nullified our constitution totally in 1942 when our government opened up as a corporation. After we filed bankruptcy.
Actually, it was before that. It was 1871. Okay. 1871 is when they – yep, it was 1871. They it had just I'll give you a little history on this. They had just finished up the Civil War, okay, and all these southern states had been succeeded. They succeeded from us, okay. They didn't have any way that they were – as a republic, they didn't have any way to force these people to come back into the fold. They had to incorporate themselves – in order to bring these people back in. So they changed that constitution, and they changed it then. They didn't put it into play as a scheme until 1933 when the banks took over.
Right. You know,
yeah, it's always been there.
They just didn't
realize the power they had until then.
What do they call a soldier when they're, you know, when you're in the military? They call you a GI, right?
That's correct.
You know what
yeah.
that What is a GI? That is a government issue. Government issue.
Ah, yeah.
Because you are
yeah,
property
you are,
of the government,
really.
Of the government corporation. And
yeah.
that's
why do you think those army sergeants always screaming out, you belong to us now, and blah, blah, blah. Well, that's because the government can do pretty much anything they want to you at that point. They can experiment on you. They can put you on. They put me. I trained on Anniston, Alabama. You know what that is? That was Fort. What was that called? It was Fort McClellan. McClellan. Fort McClellan. It was built on top of the biggest waste dump in the United States. And they let an entire town spring up right next to them, and. They all sued the government. They won a bunch of money. But us veterans, they said, hey, we'll take care of them for the rest of their lives. They don't need any money. That's what they said to us.
They're poisoning
Never
all
mind
that
you're dying or anything like that. Who cares about that? But we'll take care of you if you're dying, okay? So don't worry about it. You don't get no money. Can you believe that?
I do believe stuff.
Oh, you would not believe what they dug up there. I mean, it's just unreal. Look it up. But, yeah, I trained there as a military police officer, and thank God I came out okay. But a lot of people are actually, you know, really dying from that stuff. And the people that in the town next to them, I can't even believe they let a town spring up next to it.
That's sad.
Knowing full well what they were doing.
Well, they know full well what they're doing all the time. We just
yeah,
don't know
I
that.
Know. I know it. I know, it's crazy. They finally shut it down in 99, but, yeah, I was there training. Crazy
Amazing.
World we live in.
Yes, it is.
All right. Folks,
does anybody have any good news?
I have decided that I need to save my voice for tomorrow night, because tomorrow night we have a good show, and the guests will show up. I guarantee it. They'll be here, but we're going to call this a night tonight because nobody's calling in. No guests have shown up except for Richard. Thank you very much, Richard, for showing up
Brother,
today. We really appreciate that. And thank you, Bianca, for showing up too. Okay? I know you're back.
Anytime.
I know what you're doing.
All righty.
I know what's up. Okay. I see
Make
you hiding in the corner over
your
there.
Your guest information, and you
yep,
have a good
yep,
night.
I
and
sure
I'll
will. I
look
sure will. As soon
tomorrow.
As I get out of here. As soon as I
right
get
on.
Out, it's done deal. The done deal.
Okay,
we're
going to
call it
a
night 1/2 hour early. And thank you very much, Mr. Webb. for joining us.
Yes, may I share one thing before we go?
Absolutely, and I insist on it because I'm going to do the same.
We are Legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Expect us. One love, united by one, divided by none. Please come join the cure. Y'all have a good night. Thank you for your time.
Hey, that was wonderful. I like that. But you got to stick around for mine now because I had to stick around for yours. How you like
right
that?
On.
How you like that?
I'm good with that.
Okay. Well, now I got to wait for it to come up. Jeez, I should have had this already written. What the hell's wrong with me? Just kind of like the domestic terrorist thing. I didn't have it up. Oh, no, I did have it up. Here it is. We have something that holds us together, not just you or I. Together behind the same mask, millions like you and I march for freedom with the same mask in this world. That is why we are united on Earth as humans.
Amen to that.
Amen, amen,
and finally,
amen.
If you are afraid to say something because you fear your government, then you may need a new government. Okay, that's all I'm going to say about it. Guys, have a good night. Enjoy yourselves. Please show up for tomorrow. It's going to be a humdanger, I guarantee. All right, man. You all take care. Have a good night. And don't let the bus.